Yo, 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 welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of the Blurred. I am my host, Steve, and today we are getting into comic talk. So I am here with two of my co-hosts and a special guest today. Noxie, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, what's up, you guys? Thanks for having me, first and foremost. I never get to talk about comic books, so this is great for me right now. But yeah, I'm Nox. I'm with Project Manga. I review weekly Shonen Jump on YouTube with three other guys. So we cover like things like One Piece, My Hero Academia, Black Clover, Dr. Stone, Mashle, Jujutsu Kaisen, all on one show. And then we do that all on like a podcast setting, right? And then we throw timestamps on it. So you guys can skip spoilers if you need to, but that's essentially what we do over on YouTube.
I think I tuned in a couple of episodes.
Hell yeah.
Watching.
Let's go for sure. It's good shit.
Oh yeah. Thank you guys.
Oh yeah. So I'm here with Alpha and Abe. Abe, go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Yeah. What's goody? So check it. My name is Prince, Abe, whatever. you know how I come. love all things comics. You know me. That's my first love. DC, Marvel. You know, and I'm willing to expand, and I have been expanding low key into the other indies such as Boom recently. You know, you got Image, and I'm just excited to talk comics because this is really where my realm is for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the spotlight is on you, Alpha. After I have you introduce yourself, you're gonna take the lead.
What's good, everybody? A Alpha in the building, it mob squad, Red Cup fan, where you at? Yeah, we got live in this bitch. But yeah, the comic book world is among us. And we about to share our favorites, preference, favorite writers, you name it. So whoever's tuned in today, leave your own comments and the laugh for us. And you know, the regular usuals, pull up.
Yeah.
So, fellas, how are we doing this week?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Feel amazing.
Man, it's been a long day. I had a drug test. I had to go to urgent care to take a physical, to take TB. They stuck a needle in me. They had me get naked and wear a paper gown and sit there for 20 minutes. I show up and take 3 minutes to do everything. I was just like, look, I'm tired. I'm glad today's Friday. I'm glad that the weekend is here because it's also Super Bowl weekend, baby. You already know what it is.
Let's go. Damn, it's Friday.
Hey, I got to cut you off. We got a late entry.
Uh-oh.
Mo done did it.
Man, I was like, what's going on? They're starting to show us shit. I'm like, am I going to be on today? I'm like feeling lost and shit. I'm like.
Yeah, man. I was like, what the fuck is Bo?
Didn't get a reminder, nothing, FYI.
The tweet is out. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Let me retweet that too. Oh, Bo, while you had it, go ahead and introduce yourself and everything so people would know.
Name is Bo. People can call me Boris, but you can call me Bo for short. I play a lot of games. I also, watch a lot of anime. I tend to read on the side sometimes some manga. Not very picky on manga. Just find someone I find interesting and just read it. Fully read. So far, I'm still looking on Lucky, Undead Unluck, as that was called. Yeah. And then.
Hey, yeah.
Finally. I'm in chapter 6 right now. So.
Yo, is one of the best things in Shonen Jump right now. So you're in for some shit, bro.
I'm on chapter 31 myself.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm about to say Noxie and them put me on.
That's one hell of a ride, man.
Yeah. Noxie, hold on. What you think though? Because with Elusive Samurai just dropping, and I tell C, you think that Undead Unluck might have some competition with the new Jones?
Okay, so Elusive Samurai is really good. I haven't read I Tell C yet, or I See Tell, I think, or I Tell C, right? I haven't peeped that yet. But like Elusive Samurai, is competition for everybody, because you say
it came off. Dang it, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but Undead Unluck is so Undead Unluck instantly carved its own lane. It's doing so many things so different that I don't think anything is its direct competition in the magazine right now. I think that it is entirely its own thing, and it'll be just fine at all times. But Elusive Samurai is my favorite like new manga in a really long time.
I'm gonna check that out.
It's really strong for two chapters.
Yeah. That first chapter, again, it just right off the bat, things just go left real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. All right, Alpha, go ahead and take us away.
So, I'm gonna start off at the moment. Like, what are y'all current reads right now? Like what's occupying your attention as far as the comic world? Steve?
For me, I'm starting right now. I'm on Dark Knight's Metal.
Let's go.
You guys had me on that, so I'm still early on. Probably at the point where what were we at, like 15, 20 minutes.
Spoiler alert, if you didn't read Dark Knight Metal. So if you didn't read Dark Knight Metal by now, shit.
You're me. But yeah, I'm on Dark Knight Metal. That's what I'm currently reading. And then I'm trying to get into the Avengers versus X-Men. That's what I'm gonna start as soon as I finish that as well.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so those are what I'm in right now.
Oh, Spice Lady says she's currently reading that too.
Nice. Which one? Avengers versus X-Men?
Dark Knight Metal.
Let's go, Spicy.
Hell yeah. I feel like everyone's jumping on the Dark Knight's Metal, just like Scott Snyder, you know, train because of Dark Knight's Death Metal leading into Future State right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like everybody, and that's like a really good jumping on point. Apparently, I haven't done any Future State yet, but since that's such a good jumping on point, people want to like see the story leading up to that, and then like pick up with Future State and be just caught up. So I understand the Death Metal and Dark Knight's Metal popularity right now.
It's so crazy right now.
Especially the spinoff for Batman Who Laughs. He had his own separate section. Separate side comic for a minute too.
Yeah, you had a limited series. Yep, six parts, I think. It was really good. Six issues.
Like yeah.
Ooh, man.
Definitely.
Had a mini series.
The front runner of the whole Dark Knight Metal franchise, even though Barbados was the one who created them, like brought the whole thing to bits. But so you got Dark Knight Metal, you say you're currently reading. And what else?
I'm gonna jump into that Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah,
because they basically it's what the Phoenix Force is going crazy, and it's split. They got it split between five forces. I didn't know it was five different people that had it. I always knew about Jean Grey, so I'm learning new shit as I'm reading.
And, yeah, that's one hell of a story, man. I mean, it usually is supposed to be one, but
yeah,
the five that got it aren't like good enough hosts on their own. So,
yeah. And then as one loses it, the other four get stronger and stuff like that. So I'm loving that little concept that they got with it.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Feels kind of anime-ish now that I think about it. Like that's like some shit. Sounds like some shit you see in anime or manga.
I was thinking about, cause we were just talking about, in our last episode, we was talking about Jet Li the One and how he taking people off and they was getting stronger. So that makes me think about that Phoenix Force type or whatever. Mm-hmm. That really made me think about that.
Okay. What you got as far as current reads, brother?
In regards to current reads, look, so on my birthday a couple of weeks ago, I decided to treat myself to the comic book shop. The main reason was to cop the first issue of The Last Ronin. And then I told my roommate, because my roommate had to stop by the shop too. He's like, "Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna get one. I mean, it's been popular." He walks into the shop. We got there as soon as it opened. He walks in. He's like, "Hey, you in luck? There's only one issue sitting on the rack." And I'm like, "Hey,
that's love, bro."
And so I was like, "All right, I got this." And I'm like, "All right, I'm good." And then I look to my left, and I see the three Jokers. And I'm like, "Hey, yo, they got issues 3 and 2. Was issue 1?" And I saw issue one, but I wasn't about to drop $100 on issue one. I'm sorry, I couldn't do that. They had the third variant cover, which is like the black and white sketch, which looks so fire. It does. Oh, yeah. I'm not dropping $100.
Gotta treat yourself.
I last Ronin. I then copped a couple of issues of Future State. I got Immortal Wonder Woman, where they're going to introduce the Black Queen.
Yara Flor.
The Black Nubian Queen. Then I got the issues 1 and 2.
Oh, they got Nubia in there too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I copped issues 1 and 2 of the next Batman. Shout out to the Fox family. I got Suicide Squad issue 1 of Future State. And then, you know, I got to go to my first love, my first pride and joy, my 1 hero, Superman. Got Future State Superman versus Imperius Lex issue 1. So those are the current reads right now. And when
Future
I go
State to State sounds so exciting.
It does. It does. So when I go to the shop this month to pick up on some continuations, I'm probably going to dip my feet into the X-Force comic book.
Yo, yes, dude. Where are you going to start with, like, the newer stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start with the newer stuff. I'm going to do some research first to see how far back I should probably go. But ever since Legacy, ever since Fresh Start, when they consolidated all of them, I think I was thinking about starting from that point. Because I know there were too many different issues of X-Men going on before the countdown, and then decided to streamline it.
In my opinion, I think X-Force, I feel like before you go into the new stuff, you really only want to do like Christopher Yost's run from like 2007. And then you want to do Rick Remender's run from 2009. That's the one with like Deadpool and Wolverine and Psylocke and Archangel and Phantom X on the team. That's probably the best run on X-Men that I've read personally. You should read Yost's before that, though. Those are two all-star X-Men runs. So I mean, take whatever route you're going to take, but definitely sure you include those, please, because those are peak X-Force.
I always like going in order, and that's the thing too when it comes to comics is just that there's so much retconning and whatnot. So the question is always where to start. You know, do you want to go all the way back to start from the beginning, or do you want to start at like a new turn of the era and whatnot? For me, I'm the type where like, look, however far back I gotta go, I'm willing to go. I want to immerse myself completely in the story and see everybody's different versions. So I will definitely start from 07 if I need to start from 07. You feel
me? Well, I mean, if you need to know everything, you need to go earlier than you need to go before 07, I think, then, because no. I think actually, you want to know what? I take that back. You're totally, in my opinion, I think that Christopher Yost's run is a great jumping on point for X-Force. If you really want to go back to like Len Wein era, like X-Men storytelling and get like the first X-Force run, then you can do that. But if you don't want, you know, I don't think it's necessary personally, but that, I mean, it's always good to like read the first of something that ever existed in my opinion.
Yeah. But
I don't think it's required reading for X-Force.
I'm absorbing some knowledge here.
So, Bo, are you currently reading anything yourself?
As of right now, I'm just picking up stuff that I could read for like free. I don't really have that much to read. Today, since I have a Marvel account, they have like free comics that you could read every now and then on every day. So today I read one called X-Men Day One, the 2020 issue 1. That was there. It was pretty interesting. It talked about some shit was going on. I kind of felt lost, but it's kind of looking interesting because there was some shit going on. They were bringing some monsters in some kind of warp space, some aliens, and then they now went to the X-Men side about, you know, you see Maglite, Colossus, and the whole gang in there, and they kind of look interesting. So I was pick and read which our comics is free every day, but I'll probably try and watch like the X-Men First Class version if I can, because I like X-Men, so I still kind of hate the way that they did Cyclops in the movies. They kind of make it
It made it look, don't get me started, bro. Hold on.
They made it look like a bitch. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? I'm like,
they hold a lot of X-Men characters in the movies, dude. Look what they did to Darwin.
Yeah, like, why are they doing that? Darwin
was so bullshit. Darwin was probably the worst thing that they did, but they also
I think that was the most egregious. Yeah, I think Darwin is, it's just like, it was so unnecessary. Like, he was so, like, not important to the plot anyway. Yeah. And then you just completely just say his ability is, like,
The man who can adapt to anything apparently could not adapt to anything.
The last thing he should have died to is like an explosion. Energy absorption is the first thing you probably learn how to adapt to.
They did him wrong. The dude died halfway in the movie. Like, it wasn't necessary for him to like die like that.
So dumb.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
But Cyclops deserves better respect than he gets from TV and the movies.
Gets no respect at all.
It's because they just take like, you know, surface level stuff from the characters and then like make their own characters using that, you know, very vague, you know, start from the source material. So they go, okay, who's Cyclops? He's the Boy Scout like leader who like always goes by the book. All right, let's make him a douche at all times in the movies, TV shows. Like, they don't care about the depth that his characters received throughout the years.
They made him a cop.
Nah, they made him a crybaby because every now and then, left and right, Gene.
Yeah. My favorite version of Cyclops is when he finally took over as the true leader of X-Men.
And he killed Xavier?
Cyclops was like, look, dog, it's mutants or nothing. I'm here to protect mine. I'm like, you do that, nigga. You make sure.
Yeah,
you
go ahead, Magneto.
Any means necessary, baby. Don't take nothing from him. That's why the X-Men versus Avengers run, the more recent one. I'm like, yeah, they scared now. They scared of you, Cyclops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when that comes to the MCU, you already know what team I'm running with.
Hopefully when they do MCU stuff, they take from Jonathan Hickman storytelling, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, it's, they've already kind of like been doing Hickman stuff, you know, inside of the MCU, like with the Black Order, you know, inside of like the Avengers movies, you know, on Thanos's team. Like, that's a Jonathan Hickman creation, that team, you know, Thanos's children or whatever they're called in the movie. You know, so I mean, like, they're already fucking with Hickman. You know what I mean? So I think that the best move.
Hickman Fantastic Four, and I'm good.
Yes! Oh my God, bro! Imagine. don't get me gassed up, bro.
Any of his material I'm putting in the MCU, I might have faith in the MCU.
Yeah, because they did a good job with the Black Order and the MCU. I was like, kind of skeptical. I'm like, how are you gonna introduce the Black Order?
I was worried about that. They kind of killed it with them. I mean, all things considered, in the movies, you know what I mean. Obviously, it could be better, but I mean, anything could be better in the movies if they just cared about, you know, more about the source material. But for what we got, like, Black Order was, I think, handled really well.
Yeah, it was handled real well. Like, I wasn't upset about it. I think there was like one more person in the Black Order that wasn't like in the movie. I can't remember her name. Supergiant. Yeah, she wasn't in there.
Supergiant wasn't there. Yeah.
No. I'm not giving them. They got quickly for me. Too quickly. Nah, they more fierce than that. No. Don't get.
Oh, sure. I mean, as far as their renditions went, I mean, as far as how they were handled once they were actually in the movie, you could have done a lot more with them.
Their aesthetic was definitely dope. It was.
I like their representation. Yeah, the representation is what I was waiting for. Yeah.
Just as quickly as they were brought in, they kicked their asses. Just as quickly.
Because Ebony Maw went crazy for a little bit, bro.
Yeah, he did.
He
did his thing for a little bit, man.
It was Corvus Glaive and Proxima against Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah,
like, I seen highlights of that the other day.
It was a good fight.
My favorite thing about the Black Order in the MCU movies is the direct, like, panel for panel reference to Jonathan Hickman's Infinity when Ebony Maw had Doctor Strange hemmed up. You know what I'm saying? In the ship, you know, that was like a direct, like, panel for panel reference. So I really enjoyed that. that call out, callback, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, it's callback. You got
something
it.
Like
you
got that, it. Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, So, reading some of the stuff, I didn't know, like, certain shit. Like, I guess I never paid attention, but I never knew that Cable was, like, Cyclops' son from the future. Like, I didn't know a lot of this shit until I really? Started.
Jeans is retarded.
Yeah. Dude, Cable's publication history is a nightmare, dude. It's not, like, Hawkman levels of confusing, but, like, that's one of the more confusing backstories in comics, in my opinion.
And yes, Cable is low-key broken.
From what I see,
he's super broken.
Like, imagine he understands his full power, like his potentials are unleashed.
Yeah, that's Strife. That's the other
the clone.
Yeah, that's the clone. Yeah,
I'm saying that's Cable himself. If he was like that.
Yeah, if Cable was fully realized, he would just be Strife, though, I feel like. You know, because, I mean, like, the only thing that's really holding Cable back is the techno-organic virus, right? So he has to, like, he has to allocate, you know, psionic energy to keeping that virus in check. So he's not full power anytime you see him. And he's still broken. But, like, Strife doesn't have that, you know what I mean? So it's, like, it's basically the same guy, but with no
that's caveats. One thing that I dislike with Death Battle.
Yeah,
it had Cable versus Booster Gold.
Did they really do that?
Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of like it.
Let's talk about Death Battle, because the one thing I will say that I like about Death Battle is that they do research. But then sometimes they don't apply that research that they just spent all that time doing.
Or maybe they just do the wrong research, is what it feels like to me half the time. It's like they're researching the wrong things.
It's like, battles just don't make the only one that I have never complained about, and it's because he's my Lord and Savior, is Darkseid versus Thanos. I'm like, don't hold Lord Darkseid like that. Y'all better come correct with that.
Did Thanos win?
Hell no!
That's good. That would have been some. Oh, imagine the internet.
Oh my god!
I would have known about it.
I would have had to pull up on death battles and be like, "Yo, you gotta get these hands, dog."
They would have never seen more intense death threats in their life, dog.
Well, one of the episodes I watched with death battles that I did agree with was Ben 10 versus Green Lantern.
That's what they did? Ben 10 versus Green Lantern?
Yeah.
What, Ben 10 smoked him?
No, Green Lantern won. I like, how's that one possible?
It was his will.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you can always just chalk it up to will. That's kind of...
I don't know about that.
Kind of irritating.
Alien. unbeatable and shit.
And it has the... Ben has like the weapon, like the X monster.
You want to know what? Green Lantern actually is fine here, because I mean, like, I'm sure that they're factoring in all of the feats, right? All of the Green Lantern feats, and the Green Lantern's feats, what all things considered, is just ridiculous. And like Ben 10 on paper has, you know, aliens that should wax him, but I mean, like, they probably prioritize feats over, you know, on paper tale of the tape descriptions. So then they research, they tailor their research to those feats. You know what I mean? But that makes sense to me.
Yeah. The lore of Green Lantern is so expansive. It's just which version of the Green Lantern did they use? Was it Hal or John?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Hal Jordan.
Yeah, they should have used. They better use Hal. Yeah, no, I mean, Kyle Rayner would be.
It was definitely Hal Jordan.
Oh yeah, I prefer Kyle Rayner as a Green as a character, but they should use Hal Jordan for that.
Guy Gardner.
Yeah. Guy Gardner, the cop? I'm pretty sure he's racist.
I'm not the only one that felt that way when it comes to Guy Gardner. He's definitely my least favorite Green Lantern, because I just feel like,
I'm not going to be least black favorite. Black. I just have to make that joke. I mean,
Gardner's black a goon. That's why.
If he could see my dark ass skin, he'd be, I feel like there would be some wild words said on his part that's gonna have me looking sideways, like, hold on, sir, like damn, okay. But you know, I'm definitely excited also for this Green Lantern show that's going to be coming to HBO Max, just because
they're gonna show
Yeah, they're getting a show.
The first season is going to cover Sinestro when he was a Green Lantern, and then the idea is that by the season finale, you'll see him go to yellow.
That is how you do it. That is literally how you do it. I'm very excited about that.
After reading Black as Night, hopefully they put that in the story.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's a lot.
You gotta build in and see this is DC's problem. Is they don't know, they don't have patience.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
They don't have patience. Yeah, they will probably, if now they could have had an epiphany. I mean, honestly, I think that the decision to go instead of a Green Lantern movie into a television show is honestly the best move, because they kind of blew it with the last movie that they made. But see, like DC always learns like the wrong lesson, you know what I mean? Like I think that they could have started things off with a Green Lantern movie just fine. But I feel like last time they did a Green Lantern movie, they're like, all right, Ryan Reynolds, because, you know, he's big right now. And, you know, he kind of looks the part, and like Hal Jordan kind of cracks some jokes sometimes, I guess. You know what I mean? I think that casting was poor, but despite that, like that was just a bad movie. You know what I mean? And when it tanked, DC goes, or Time Warner rather, goes, well, I guess people just don't like Green Lantern. No, you just made a bad movie. People love Green Lantern, you know. So them going, okay, let's do a TV show this time, since we probably should stay away from movie Green Lantern, I think is a good choice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that makes me excited.
It's for world building too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yo, you have all of space. You have all the lantern cores that you can introduce at various times. There's so much story you can tell just it's on the lantern.
Son, if it was up to me, all of these comic book adaptations would be TV shows on HBO Max, cuz.
I'm saying, not honestly,
like, these shouldn't even be movies.
I would definitely watch
especially when it's so much more. Like, the movie should only just be the big events, like the big time wars. Like, Blackest Night, I wouldn't mind making that a two or three, a trilogy of a movie.
That was
still not enough.
That's not enough. At that point, we might just have to go like, yo, Blackest Night is going to be like a two-season TV show, like arc. We might have to do that. But
two seasons, still not enough. We're doing 20 episodes.
20 episodes.
Oh, no. My seasons, I like 25 episode seasons, baby. You know, I'm like, hour long.
25, 45 minutes per hour.
Supernatural tip right now. You know, that's what I need. Honestly, I would love. It's the frustrating thing about Warner Brothers. It's just they're rushing it, like you said. They're just focused on the bottom line, and they don't really care about because we always talk about how great the animated movies and animated series are. Like, yo, those are perfect to a T. Mm-hmm. But how come y'all struggle to adapt when it comes to live action? Just follow the same script y'all do for animated.
I heard the most cold-blooded shit on Twitter. Someone said the DC Entertainment Universe is trying to be the MCU so bad that they forgot how to be DC. Woo! I was like, damn.
That is true, dude.
And it's so real, dude, because it's like look at what they did. Yeah, look at what they did with the Justice League, right? So you go... Like, this is what never made sense to me, is that, okay, so you know what kind of director Zack Snyder is. And I understand that he's, like, the guy for the job, you know, in some respects, you know, for what you're trying to do here. But, I mean, the first Superman movie should not have been directed by Zack Snyder. You know what I mean? Like, when they're really trying to establish their entertainment universe, and you want to start off with the world's first superhero, why do you want an emo... dystopian, you know, future storyteller like Zack Snyder to do your first Superman movie? Like, save him for Earth 3 storytelling. You know what I mean? Like, in my opinion, I feel like they should have used Zack Snyder for Earth 3. But either way, and then you go, you know, what was it called? What was that movie that he first did? Why am I blanking? Man of Steel. So you have Man of Steel, right? And then after Man of Steel, you go Batman versus Superman. That's your sequel?
That's
your sequel?
Yeah.
You need so much history to build up to that fight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Superman and Batman didn't fight for the first time until Batman was like 65 years old in Dark Knight Returns. That was the first time Batman and Superman fought each other. And you do that second movie? What are you doing?
And introduce your Batman.
And that's how you introduce your Batman.
Yes. That's how you introduce your Batman.
So many poor decisions.
It was so many poor decisions and so many questions. Fuck it,
Justice League right after. Oh, wait, no. Let's give Wonder Woman her movie. Let's do an Aquaman movie.
No, Aquaman is after Justice League.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's do our Wonder Woman movie. So we got the Trinity, but Batman doesn't have his own movie. You should have given the Trinity their own movies.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, they should have. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, to Man of Steel, the biggest sin was killing off Zod. Like, no. Like, General Zod is... You can't just kill him off right then and there in the first movie. I don't care what the reasoning was. In terms of like, oh, we want to show the internal struggle of Superman and how he has to deal with his humanity as well as being such a godlike power. No! General Zod is one of the best members of Superman's rogue gallery. Like, yo! He does everything right. He is what a twisted Superman would be. That's what Zod is. So for you to just be like, oh no, I killed him, it's like, nah. That's the thing that
like all live action comic book movie. I mean, at the MCU and the DCU have this problem, you know what I mean? Where they don't know how to save their villains for future storytelling. They just kill them at the end of the first movie that they're in. I mean, Thanos got two movies, you know, but like other than that, everybody else kind of just like, oh, well.
Two and a half.
Baron Zemo survived.
I dislike Baron Zemo so much, how they portrayed him. I didn't like how they portrayed him. Maybe because I'm just used to the mask on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so ready for him. I feel like once he's finally in mask, though, that like previous pre-mask Zemo storytelling is gonna hit.
I have a feeling he's gonna be brought back in the Winter Soldier and Falcon series.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think in the trailer there was a cameo of him in the trailer when they released it on Disney Day. You could see he was in a mask. If I remember correctly, like he was rocking a mask, it was just real quick, and people were like, "Yo, Zemo's back! Like he's back!" And it's like, "Yes, bring us the correct version, please."
Okay, so now, what are you reading currently?
Who beef?
Yeah, what you reading currently?
Oh man, I really want to do Future State, dude. Everybody in my group chat is fucking reading. Shout out to the Cult of Wally West, by the way. That's like my comic book group chat on Twitter. Shout out Zach. Shout out Keechi. Shout out Retro. Fuck you, Wesley. But yeah, right now I am reading Grant Morrison's Justice League. I'm like slowly crawling through that because like I wanna do Future State, but I haven't done Dark Knight's Death Metal either. So like I have to do Death Metal, and then I have to go into Future State from there. I think is the order. Yeah. So, but that is like top priority on my list after I finish Grant Morrison's Justice League because I wanted to go back and like knock out some like old like classics that I still haven't read for some reason. So I did a poll on Twitter, like, what do I read between like four things that I haven't read yet for some reason? And they chose Grant Morrison's Justice League. So I am slowly crawling through that. This is the longest it's ever taken me to like read something, I feel like.
I just want to say that I was one of those people that voted for you to read Grant Morrison.
So word? I'm so sorry. My reactions have been so like trash for that, dude. I'm so sorry. Oh, but I'll be back. I'll be back on. I'll be live reacting to that again pretty soon here. So,
yeah. Right, currently for myself, I'm reading New 52 Batman.
Started
with the Quarter Owl.
Peak.
For some reason, as I'm reading, I'm a little confused. Like, did I really read this? And I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna read it anyway. And Last Ronin, I'm just waiting for that second issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just super hyped with that.
I haven't done any of the IBM like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff really. I have a homeboy in one of my group chats that's like really into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I've been wanting to ask him for like a good. I'm pretty sure since it's IBM that it's all gonna be in order anyway. But yeah, I don't think I'll need a reading order, but. But yeah, I've been really wanting to get into that. How is Last Ronin?
Woo!
I'm gonna say I knew who the Last Turtle was gonna be for some reason. It just made perfect sense as a fan of Ninja Turtles.
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess don't spoil it if you don't
read it. No, we're not going to spoil it today.
But I mean, he probably already know. Mentally, you probably already know.
I've seen some screenshots from it. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not someone who like runs away from spoilers. You know what I mean? Like there are some things that I have definitely historically been irritated that were spoiled for me, like things inside of One Piece and things that I'm like hyper invested in. You know what I mean? That like follow like one specific continuity and like that's like mostly inside of like manga. You know what I mean? Is where, but like comic book spoilers don't, I don't really care. Yeah.
The One Piece spoiler was so epic.
Oh no.
I found out who the traitor was before I knew.
Oh no.
That shit ruined my life.
I was kind of upset about that because my co-host on my show just like guessed it. He like just put it together before it was revealed. You know what I mean? So I was spoiled in that regard, but it was like epic because he guessed it. But like at the same time, I was like, damn, I didn't guess it.
I sure enough didn't guess it.
If I'm not going to guess it, then I want the manga to tell me.
But like with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing though, like it made perfect sense for people that kind of read Ninja Turtles in the sense that you already knew that he was like the best turtle. Well, they said he was the most gifted turtle, but he didn't take it serious. So they was all like, if you took it serious, you would be the best turtle, period. But you're not serious. And now,
Loki, ain't that a spoiler? Did so?
Yeah, I was saying, ain't that a spoiler? It's like, what? Anybody?
I just don't know what you're saying. No, Noxie said that he didn't mind.
What's up?
May not have been watching it. Who may not? It's just like, well, that's
people that's watching the stream.
My bad. Like,
what I do?
No, you're good.
I keep forgetting that we actually live. I forget that we actually. I'm like,
you're still just getting the whole thing. I was like, what the
hell? I'm sitting here like, Noxie just said it was cool. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
but I forgot about people that's watching the stream. Hey, everybody that's watching the stream, make sure you slander me at the 1428.
Watch tomorrow. This is just a marketing ploy for everybody to start paying attention to this stream and whatnot. No, sir. You're not copping out.
I got a lot of cop outs, man. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. But go ahead. You saying what you was reading? My bad.
But after I finish the new 52 Batman, I'm gonna start reading Iceman because I seen a post on Facebook about Iceman has the potential to warp reality with his mutant abilities. I'm like,
it's not really reality warping. It's really just Emma Frost jumps into you telepathically and like sees your full potential and then tells you that. You know what I mean? Oh. So like it's a way to like jump or to expedite like training processes, you know what I mean? So she'll basically just like telepathically link with you, poke around inside of your mind and be like, damn. So like you kind of like, because Bobby Drake started out as a snowman, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He just like created snow and like threw snowballs at you or like made things slippery. And then later on he got tighter and then he was like, oh, wait a minute, I could do ice stuff too. You know, so she jumps into your, you know, into his mind and is like, hey, man, so you aren't, you know, an ice man. You're not, you know, a snowman. You don't control ice or anything like that. You actually control the rate at which molecules vibrate. So you can actually just like, you know, reduce the vibration of molecules to a point to where things just get colder because they're not vibrating and producing heat. So that is what makes him like omega level, which is why like, and usually omega level mutants inside of that classification, you see a lot of reality warpers. So that's probably where that came from. But no, he's just like, he's broken, but he's not like, he can't reshape. He can't like think things into existence or anything like that.
Okay, he's not Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. He's not like Franklin Richards or like, you know, Imagine Jaspers or anything like that. Yeah.
So I have a question. If you guys watch X-Men Days of Future Past, the part where Kitty Pryde fucking took Wolverine back in the future. Now, I don't know if that's some bullshit, like powers that they just accurate? Put in there. Is that accurate? Because I know how special abilities is to go through like walls, like in inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. That's like her most special abilities. And I think she can control a dragon. That if I remember correctly.
Kitty Pryde Loki has a great power set.
Yeah.
Like, it's extensive. But in regards to that, they were supposed to use Bishop, if I remember correctly. And correctly,
yeah, it was Bishop.
Yeah. It was Bishop. That's the whole Marvel thing is they want Hugh Jackman to do everything. Fuck Hugh Jackman.
It's not his fault, man. It's not his fault. It's the director's
fault. It is his fault.
Yo, Noxy, so this is a problem. Alpha hates Hugh Jackman. I love Hugh Jackman. I understand Alpha's hate, but I'm willing to accept Hugh Jackman as my Wolverine.
I don't think Hugh Jackman is the one that you want to hate, because it's really Fox, because they decided that Wolverine was the poster child for X-Men and he never was. And they just had a brilliant casting. They had the best casting ever inside of Wolverine. I mean, not really the best. I mean, it fit.
He's the only casting.
Yeah, you know, and like, okay, if you really want to be comic accurate, Wolverine should have been like, you know, somebody built like Danny DeVito or some shit. You know what I mean? Put Danny DeVito in the fucking gym for like 6 months, and then that would probably be, you know, your Wolverine. But like, they wanted Wolverine to be a main character, and if you want Wolverine to be a main character, then Hugh Jackman was like one of the best castings that I've ever seen. But like, Hugh Jackman played the shit out of that role for what he was given, dude, and Fox, I didn't like Fox's decision to make him the main character. But if he was, once he was in that position, yeah, he fucking rocked that shit, in my opinion, for fucking 15 years or some shit. Come on, man. You're telling me. Come on, man.
He left a very salty taste. I'm like,
well, okay.
Well, I'll be jealous. Yeah, fuck you, Jackman.
Well, during that, when Fox was like promoting like Wolverine, I know that they released a animated show of Wolverine and the X-Men.
Empirically, so Wolverine, his pandemonium started growing, so that animated cartoon was just a spin-off to that.
Yeah, technically, yeah. But it wasn't that bad. Although, like I said, they made Cyclops a little bit bitchy. He did towards the end, he was trying to like be like, I'm Cyclops towards the end. So I'm like, okay, that's a little better. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, sulking because Jean's not there. Yo.
Yeah, did I do suck?
Like, all the whiny Jean shit happens in the comic books too, but like, to just take that part and make that his character with nothing else is just so disrespectful.
And that's the thing, like, they don't show him, no, like, he's a leader. Yeah, he can talk, but Cyclops was about action, showing that he was the leader.
Yeah,
I'm starting to realize that they fucked that shit up in the movies for real.
Yeah, and it's
the cartoons didn't do him no well either.
Yeah, dude, he's a goon in the comics, man.
Yeah, especially on that Avengers versus X-Men.
I have issues with Avengers versus X-Men, but I did like Cyclops in it. I mean, once you kind of like. I feel like what Avengers versus X-Men did was take characters out of character just so that they can have the plot of the event. You know what I mean? Like, the Phoenix Force comes back. You know what I mean? And Hope Summers is the target. You know what I mean? For the host, right? And the Avengers find that out, and Captain America with his contingency of the Avengers pulls up to fucking Genosha or wherever the fuck, you know, the X-Men are chilling at. And he's like, "Yo, the Phoenix Force is back. I'm sure you know." And they're like, "Yeah, it's all good. It wants Hope, but like, we got her, you know, we're going to do our X-Men thing and like train her to be a proper host and shit." And Captain America's like, "No, you're going to give her to us." And X-Men are like, "Yo, like, we're a sovereign nation. Usually, like, you guys don't ever come over here like talking crazy like that. Like, what's going on? Like, just let us handle this like we always do." And Captain America's like, "No, you have to give us Hope." And he's like, "Why?" And he's like, "Cause I fucking said so." And then punches him in the fucking face. And it's like, that's not Captain America.
That's more Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Like, that's not like that's not Captain. That's not how Captain America operates. You know what I mean? So I feel like they had to take him out of character, and they had to take Cyclops out of character to a certain extent to even create this beef. And I don't like when
two Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And they try to thug him out.
Yeah.
You want to know what's funny though? I read that comic, and there's a mobile game that came out like long time ago. I think it came out like 2008, 2009, It was called Marvel Heroes. Basically, it was a card game. Yeah,
I played it.
Yeah, it came out a long time ago, and then they basically like put the comics in the game. So like when they have like events and the storyline, like so most of the comics like I read to like where the some of the comics were like in there. So I read there was a time like when they like introduced like female Deadpool and like you know how Loki was once a hero at one point in the comic. I can't remember what the title was. I think it was in Asgard. Loki was fighting, helping Thor. I can't remember what the comic was. What it called again. But anyway, but I read most of the comics through like that game, and that game was like pretty sweet. It's too bad it was kind of shut down, but hopefully they bring out games more like it's like comic related, so like with the point that you can actually like read part of the story in comics. So,
since we got our current reads out, I'm gonna start a little top question. Top three comic book arcs you have read. Top three comic book arcs.
Oh shit.
All right, I'm gonna start this off.
I should have got in there before y'all because y'all got more knowledge.
Because I'm gonna have to dip it a bit. Death of Superman, Blackest Night, and you know what? Thanks to recency bias, Dark Metal, because yo, I love what they did with the different versions of Batman, especially.
So Dark Knight's Metal or Dark Knight's Death Metal?
No, Dark Knight's Metal.
Dark Knight's Metal. Okay.
Yeah, the beginning of everything. Just because I love what they did with combining the different Batmans with other heroes, which, you know, everybody always talks about, like, yo, if Batman had prep time, like, who would he go? Would he win versus so-and-so? It's like, all right, let's scrap that. Let's combine Batman and Joker, which is, like, the ultimate version of Batman that you could possibly have.
And they gave us both versions. They gave us a fucking Batman if he was the Joker, and then they gave us a Joker if he was fucking Batman in Joker War.
It was ridiculous.
Fire too.
Yes,
and then on top of that, you gave Batman a Green Lantern ring, and you saw what he could do with that. It's just like, it makes sense. And then we saw a Batman combined with Aquawoman. They gender-bended that one. The Flash, we had Cyborg. It was just ridiculous, ridiculously dope.
That's brilliant. Doomsday. I love that.
He was Doomsday as well.
That, all right, yo, that one, that was, all right, that's why the Batman Who Laughs was low-key crazy, because that arc, that issue when they introduced
Devastator?
The Doomsday, yeah, the Devastator one, and you saw how that came about and what the Batman Who Laughs did to the Superman family. I was just like,
The best Dark Knight's Metal one-shot for the Dark Multiverse Batmans was, for me, was fucking Murder Machine, bro. The Murder Machine one-shot with, like, you know, Alfred dying and then, you know, turning him into AI and then, come on, stop, bro. Stop. That was the tightest one-shot.
Yes.
And it had the coldest cover. It had the coldest cover out of all the one-shots, dude. Google search fucking Batman Murder Machine or Dark Knight's Metal Murder Machine. Just look at that cover.
Remember that panel when they're like, when you have all of them standing there like, I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman. I was like, a cold optic, yo. I had a paper for a couple months when that issue came out. I was like, yo, look at all the Batman versions. Okay. You know, I'm a Superman fan, but yo, these Batmans is looking low key fire. You feel me?
Damn, I'm looking at the thing now. That shit is fire.
Yeah, stop. Come on, bro. That's one of the tightest covers
for that whole thing. Your top three.
Let me go before y'all fucking steal all the business, because y'all took Blackest Night. You know I don't know much of shit. Blackest Night was one of mine. I got House of M.
Yeah.
And then I also have for me, White Knight. White Knight was fire as fuck.
Sean Murphy?
Yeah.
Yes.
That man, White Knight, was fire as shit.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that album. You're welcome.
Good Batman book. That might be my favorite Batman book, all things considered.
I really love this the button one though. And then when they go to that alternate reality where Batman actually meets his dad, future. That shit,
the Flashpoint universe.
Flashpoint joint. Yeah, that shit was crazy. And what was his name?
Thomas Wayne.
Reverse. No, not.
Oh,
thinking
oh,
about,
oh, oh, oh. Reverse.
You about Tom?
Yeah. Reverse. Yeah, Ichabod Thorne or whatever when he fucked up. when my man fucking came down, he was like, I saw God and all that shit and was fucking dead. That shit was nuts.
That's Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan fucked his ass up. That shit was nuts. So yeah, that's my goal. Okay. But now y'all can go because y'all know y'all gonna go into deep.
Yeah, bro.
All right, so let's see. The arcs that I've read, that I know I've finished so far, I had finished what's it called, the Civil War. I finished part one. I'm still in part two. I haven't finished that one yet. Civil War was real good. I like the fact that basically Spider-Man basically saved the whole deal. Basically, whenever he he basically told but basically when his whole identity was revealed and everything, he basically sacrificed something to revert back to how everything was and
I was talking about one more day.
I was like hold on, my man.
Oh no,
I'm like, man, you gotta give Spider-Man some props for that shit. I'm like, I mean, I will, like, he basically gave his soul to to revert back to time and everything.
One of the most controversial Spider-Man stories ever. I'm pretty sure the way that ties into Civil War is because Spider-Man takes off his mask and reveals his identity to the public.
Yeah.
Because Tony Stark said this is what we need to do if we want people to take us seriously about this 50-state initiative shit. And the Stanford, Connecticut shit. And so he's like, all right, I'll do it. But I'm telling you, the reason why I ain't done this forever is because motherfuckers are going to know who I am. They're going to come for my people. And Tony Stark was like, we got you covered, Brody. I got you. Don't trip, bro. Takes the mask off and niggas instantly come for his family. You know what I'm saying? And so, obviously Peter's like, fuck you, Tony Stark. Like you said, it wouldn't be this way. And then when One More Day happens, I think one of the stipulations when he has Mephisto annul his marriage with or reverse his marriage with Mary Jane is that he's also like, while you're at it, make sure no one remembers that I took my mask off during Civil War as well.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's how that went. And the internet fucking imploded.
I'm pretty sure it did. I imploded myself. Like, wow. Like,
God,
that shit was crazy. And then kind of shit, I went down to fucking made a fucking robot tour, and then fucking Punisher came out of nowhere and just fucking murked the fucking robot tour. I'm like, what are you putting up? I like, Punisher, where the fuck you come from? Wow, damn, Thor's dead. Yo, that shit was, that thing was so crazy, man. And then my other one was that I finished was the Spider-Man when Doc Ock took over Spider-Man's body. The superior Spider-Man. I that was kind of insane. Like, he was physically kind of thinking Spider-Man. I finally understood what Spider-Man does towards the end. And it's kind of funny because they did an animated show that was recently running that ended not too long ago. They had a point that where Doc Ock took over Spider-Man's body, and Doc Ock was seeing memories of Peter Parker, of why he did this, why he's Spider-Man, and he now realized that understand that you did this because of your uncle, great powers come great responsibility, and then I was but then that when he did the animated show that I watched from Disney, it kind of dumbed it down to a kid level, because I mean, I guess it wasn't that bad. I just felt like they could have done better with it. And then my last one was when what was it called? Infinity Crisis for just DC.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because I finished it. The only reason I watched it because
did you say Identity Crisis.
No, Infinity Crisis.
Oh, Jim Starlin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the reason I read that because I was watching the Arrowverse, and then because how every year they have
you're talking about Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Infinite Earths. The reason I read the Crisis because of the Arrowverse thing, they did a Crisis on Infinite Earth, and it was kind of cool how they did it, in my opinion, because they had all the heroes combined together, kind of like basically, they did a better job. If CW had their own like movie, they would do a better job in the Justice League, in my opinion, in putting them together compared to what a DC movie did for Jack Snyder. But yeah, I read Infinity Crisis. It was really good. Yeah, it had like all like more cast than what I expected in the after watching the movie on the CW. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. So
Knox?
My top three arcs?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So I'm gonna answer this from the heart with just like the things that like I feel like best represent the best experiences that I've had reading comic books. So I have to use Kraven's Last Hunt, which is a Spider-Man story where Kraven kills, quote unquote, Peter Parker, and then assumes his identity as Spider-Man and like becomes like obsessed and like manic and like a fanatic of Spider-Man through like really weird tribal and primal rituals that he's adopted throughout his time as a nature boy. So like it gets really fucking trippy, man. And like that was the first time in Spider-Man that I had seen it get that dark. You know what I'm saying? So like that impacted me hella. Daredevil Born Again. Okay. Daredevil Born Again is huge. No, you want to know what? Because I have to have room for a DC pick on here, so I can't do Daredevil Born Again because I have to do Jonathan Hickman's Fantastic Four as well. So what I'm gonna say next is Injustice by Tom Taylor. Yeah. So Injustice, you guys all peeped Injustice?
Yeah, I read Injustice. I've caught up with it.
That is my favorite DC story, I think.
Yeah.
All things
Steve.
But I can get into Injustice, but I mean, if everybody here read it, then I mean, like, you already know the deal. That shit is drastic. So for the people who are watching who might not have read Injustice, essentially Superman goes crazy and tries to take over the world because of some fucked up shit that the Joker did that I don't want to spoil you on because it's one of the most drastic shits that the Joker ever did ever in his life.
It's definitely top three things fucked up shit he did.
Top three favorite Joker moments. So like he pulls some crazy Joker shit on Superman, and then Superman's like, fuck this, the world is fucked up. And I'm just going to enact an intense level of security on the planet that like you guys have basically sacrificed your freedom. You don't know what to do with your freedom. You're all killing yourselves. You don't deserve freedom. So I'm going to protect you since you guys will kill yourselves otherwise. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do it, you know, whatever, by whatever means he wants, which is obviously problematic for reasons you can assume. But it becomes basically DC Civil War. Is essentially I'll say it's better. But one thing that Marvel Civil War did that I think that they don't get enough credit for is the frontline tie-in story. Ooh. Civil War frontline that shows you what like regular ass people, and it gives you a story arc about like, you know, regular people on ground zero of Civil War. You know what I mean? So that is a perspective that I respect Civil War for, that I wish more stories like that used. You know what I mean? Because I feel like we don't get, you know, the regular civilian point of view all that often, at least not the degree that we see in Civil War Frontline. But yes, by all things considered, I do think Injustice is a better Civil War story.
Yeah. And if everyone did play like the Injustice game, it does also tell you the story of what Injustice is in the first one as well. Because it does show you what happened or why Batman and why Superman and Batman are having beef to beef. Like you did say, it does explain what does happen and why, like, you know, it's a civil war between Batman and Superman's group in this story. So, the game does
tie into the actual comic.
The game was first.
Yeah, the game was first.
Mm-hmm. The comic is based off the game.
Yeah.
So the comic basically fills in because the game starts off, I think, it's been a while since I played the game and I don't really remember the story, but I'm pretty sure the game starts off like in the actual year one of the conflict, like in the actual first year of the conflict. So it like skips the prelude that you get that shows you like really what Joker did, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the comic kind of fills all of that in. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense. Because when I first, I played the game, then I read, like, did the comic come out first? Because the way they, like, on kind of like
the game came out, and then the comic came out a couple days after the game.
Actually, I think the comic may have come out first, but they did the comic storyline in preparation for the game. So the game came out.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
The comic, So the game, they're like, okay, if we're gonna do this game, this is a good opportunity for us to like do a comic book of it. You know what I mean? And so they get the comic book done real quick, and then I think that they drop that like right before the video game comes out, so that people have that story. I could be wrong though, but I do remember that it was a very tight, you know, schedule on that. Like it could have gone either. Like it's very short amount of time in between the releases for the game and the comic.
Okay.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So my top three will have to be, I'm not gonna put in any order, but Death in the Family.
The Jason Todd one.
Yes.
Jason
Todd one.
Yeah.
Like everybody slandered Jason Todd only because a lot of fans of Robin couldn't accept the fact that Robin was being, Dick Grayson was being replaced.
It didn't help that Jason Todd's origin story is kind of the same as Dick Grayson's, you know what I mean? I think that's where the frustration comes from, is that Jason Todd felt like a reskin instead of his own character.
Well, to become Robin, his backstories are different.
Yeah.
He tried to steal the Batwheel.
Right. It was just, I'm not saying it's a carbon copy, obviously, but I mean, like, I think the similarities were so close. I think that's what people were irritated by. And since then, I feel like Jason Todd has since proved himself, you know, by leaps and bounds as his own character. As like someone
pretty much the reborn, his rebirth himself.
Yeah.
Definitely overtaken. Death in the Family, and definitely gonna have to go with Injustice. That's why I said.
Yes.
More about it.
Yes. It's so good.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to put a spoiler alert right here. But people die left and right in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, later on, I'm going to ask what you prefer, DC or Marvel. I prefer DC more because of the grittiness of the story. Like, turmoil makes a great story. That's me.
I agree with that. Turmoil makes a great story, absolutely.
Mistakes.
Like with the Flashpoint, which is my number three.
Ooh.
The turmoil was the fact that he went back in time to save his mom, and shit was all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Just on that one thing. Now, you have to fix your issues, and we get more fucked up shit. That's why I feel like, if y'all seen Justice League Apocalyptic War, something like that.
Apocalypse War, yeah.
Apocalypse War.
That is going to be another flashpoint, because he had to go back in time for it. To fix the issue of Darkseid fucking shit up.
So now the question is that would they make another movie of what he fucked up next?
Most likely. It's probably gonna be named Flashpoint 2. And if I wouldn't mind them like continuing like stories from this, like connection through the animated movies to the comics, where we get like sub arcs that's entwining the second Flashpoint of the anime movie. So that's going to come out. It's going to come out because the way it ended.
Okay. And see, with the Injustice thing, that's what you was talking about that day when we were like, if DC villains were in the Marvel universe, how would it turn out?
Yeah.
That's why you was like, fuck no, don't put Joker in Spider-Man.
Yeah!
Okay, certain villains and from DC will definitely manhandle Marvel's heroes.
That is true.
Unless you like an Omega level X-Men or Blue Marvel and Hulk, maybe Thor, there's nobody that can actually handle those type of villains.
Okay. Cause I was like, Knox, just to feel you in, one day I was all like, so what if Joker was like in Spider-Man and everybody was like, fuck no. And I was all like, what? And you know what I'm saying?
I think Joker's a little bit too much for Spider-Man. I mean, Spider-Man's villains ain't no slouches, man. Fucking Green Goblin is no hope.
No.
He ain't Joker. Of course not. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, as far as like, Joker's one of those villains that not a lot of Marvel characters or heroes be able to understand like his psychotic mind. Like
ain't nobody in DC do. That's this whole thing,
man. So because in that War of Jokes and Riddle shit, when Riddler came up to him trying to form that team, and You were thinking like Joker would be like all right or something. He fucking bust him in the chest. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was not expecting. I just wasn't expecting. And I knew that the damn comic is called War on Jokes and Riddles, but I didn't know that's how I was going to fucking start. like that shit just caught me off guard.
Oh, Tell said Batman Who Laughs is the best Batman. Fair. Okay.
The Batman Who Laughs?
Yeah,
it's the best Batman.
That's what he said.
In the comments.
I wonder what his metric is for that.
Robert
King is the second best Bruce Wayne.
Who?
Robert King.
I don't know too much about all that stuff. I about to say I was on anime lately and they said Batman the Long Halloween was the best.
Yeah. A lot of people think Long Halloween is the best Batman story. I don't argue with anyone who says that. I mean, that's a perfect candidate.
Hush.
Hush is good too.
Hush was good. I didn't really expect who was Hush.
Hush was like
go by the movie.
No. I read a comic, so wasn't really expecting who was on Hush. So
the Hush story was basically just like a modern retelling of Long Halloween, it felt like.
Yeah, in a sense, you can say
that. Like all the villains are there. You know what I mean? Like,
I gotta check that shit out. Because everybody's been talking about the Long Halloween, so I'm gonna have to check that one out.
It's really fucking good, dude.
Okay. So since we got our comic book arcs out the way, let's go to our favorite writer. Like your go-to writer. Comics. Knox?
Me first?
Yeah, you first, man. You the guest.
That makes sense. Let's see. It's really hard for me to choose one. If I had a gun to my head, I would probably say Jonathan Hickman. But like it's really a tie between like Jonathan Hickman, Jeff Johns, and like Chris Claremont, in my opinion.
So they both dropped the a comic like right like today. Who's you picking up first?
Jonathan Hickman. Okay. Jonathan Hickman, I feel like has been in his prime since he came out and will be in his prime until he's done writing comic books. Jeff Johns feels like that too, but like I don't know. I can't recall any Jonathan Hickman misses. You know what I mean? And I'm not gonna say that Jeff Johns has missed anything like drastically, but like it's just if I had a gun to my head, I would just choose Hickman over Jeff Johns. But they really are tied to me for the most part.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well,
I don't really know much of the writers, but I do notice that some of them, I do notice some of their art. Most of them was the ones that did, what's it called? The Phoenix Force.
Oh, Chris Claremont.
Yeah, I'll go. Chris Claremont. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Steve?
For me, the one that I know just because off of the stuff that I was reading before was Robert Kirkman, just because of Invincible.
Invincible, yeah.
Not even just that, even The Walking Dead, his take on The Walking Dead, on his take on zombies in general.
Yeah.
If you're getting bitten, like if you just die in general.
Yeah, everyone's infected. Yeah, that was lit.
Yeah, it was just something different. And then it's like the zombies now came to a point where they were the afterthought. It was like,
mm-hmm.
Zombies are a threat, but the people are really the threat. That just really changed the perspective of how I read on zombies and stuff. So Robert Kirkman.
Yes, that was really well said, dude. And he's actually got a new book now, a martial arts book.
For real?
He's telling a cold-blooded martial arts story. I haven't read it yet. My homeboy Retro reads it in my group chat. But I haven't peeped it yet. But like I thought it was Shang-Chi. I thought it was like some new Shang-Chi book at first. And I like looked into it and I was like, oh no, this is fucking Robert Kirkman. What the fuck? Yeah. Man, whole new story.
Hey, you have to add us to that group chat, man.
I got you. Let me find this Robert Kirkman, this new Robert Kirkman joint, bro.
Well, for myself, I'm gonna go with Jeff Johns.
Hell like, yeah.
Most of the stories that I enjoy most, he wrote. Like Blackest Night, like the new 52 era, like he's been working like just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, granted, John Hickman has like one of my all time favorite art like stories when it comes to like world building a family.
Fantastic Four,
of course. Like,
yeah, peak fiction.
I need him. He's like the on what's his dude name that made Metal Gear?
Oh, Hideo Kojima?
Yeah.
If I was to compare, like,
that's a great comparison, bro.
Like, Kirkland, like his writing to Kojima's, like how he just treats Metal Gear, it's like iconic between both of them.
Yes. Like,
that's why I'm displeased with Death Stranding. It should have been a movie.
I never played it.
I feel like if Hitman wrote a movie, like a script, and he had Kojima just like use his creative ideas together.
Yeah, that would be so crazy.
And have Christopher Nolan direct it.
Bro, what a combination. I feel like Christopher Nolan would. All right, I'm not even gonna get into it. I fuck with Christopher Nolan. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm trying to do on this show right now. But the new Robert Kirkman book is called Firepower.
I put both of those in there. I put Firepower and that other joint y'all were talking about just a minute ago in my So
got our writers out the way. Preference, DC or Marvel?
If you would have asked me a couple weeks ago, it would have been Marvel. But right now, everything that I'm reading seems to be DC. Like The Button, Darkest Night. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like everything. Dark Knight's Metal is what I'm on right now. And it's like everything that I'm reading is just DC. Even when I read House of M, I didn't get those same vibes that I was getting with the DC story. And I loved House of M. It was still a good story, but it just wasn't the same that I was getting from the one that I had just that I read right before House of M was Night. So it was like it just it's so different. So like if you'd asked me this question like a week or two ago, it would have been Marvel. But right now, after I've been into it, it's DC for me.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Knox.
Man, why are you doing this to me, bro?
It's the enjoyment of it.
Yeah. No, and it is a good question, and it's one that always has to get asked. This question has changed pretty has changed a lot for me over the years, but Marvel is always in the number one spot, like more consistently. But like the way that I view this question is like I break things down. I honestly feel like I can't even appreciate one fully without the other. You know what I mean? So like that's one thing that I want to throw out there is that there are things that like DC does, you know, in its own way that I don't have in Marvel. And just knowing that DC has that, you know, affects my perspective of both publication lines. You know what I mean? That makes sense. But as far as what I feel like DC does better than Marvel, I feel like they have better individual character runs by and large. I feel like I appreciate how much more grounded their verse is as far as like powers and abilities go. You know what I mean? There's definitely, you know, it's easier to chew, you know, like what happens in DC stories than Marvel stories most of the time. Not that that's a bad thing over in Marvel, but that's something that I appreciate from DC. Over on the Marvel side of things, I think that Marvel by and large has better ideas for events for the most part. I also think that they have a better cosmic landscape as far as like their cosmic storytelling goes. And all of their like spacefaring stuff is like why I like come to Marvel. So I think that they're more established in that area. But I mean, like overall, I just enjoy the concepts and characters and ideas in Marvel more than DC. So I find myself choosing Marvel most of the time. Yeah.
Okay. Bo.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to go with fucking DC. Okay. Just for the comics, because compared to what I read, when I read a DC comic to compare to Marvel comics, it's like gets so dark to a point to be like, oh, shit, he really did that? When the Marvel would be like, Captain America dies, they're going to bring him back to life eventually again, so.
Like that doesn't happen with every DC character too.
I mean they do it a lot. I mean they do it more often in Marvel than in DC in my opinion.
Uncle Ben, they have a whole like rebirth engine in DC. Uncle Ben is still dead. Whenever someone dies in DC, they have a literal Lazarus pit that they can just go dunk you in.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So like I feel like the revivals in DC feel a little bit cheaper, even though like Marvel's like explanations can be wild and ridiculous for why characters come back. I think that I appreciate that more than just like bring them to the Lazarus pit, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I like it.
And Captain Marvel is still dead.
Yeah. Those two
are Marvel got dead. Like good niggas that just are never coming back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So man, that's one thing too. Sorry to cut y'all off. Man, Thor, when I was reading I think that was X-Men versus Avengers, I'm not sure. Or was it
Gore the God Butcher?
No, it was Thor came back from the dead and he killed Goliath or some shit like that.
Oh no, that was a fake Thor that Reed Richards and the Illuminati built.
Okay, that's where I stopped at. So I'm like, yo, Thor came back from the dead. What the fuck? You
know what that's it. That's in Civil War. Yeah,
that's Civil War. Yeah, that was on fucking, I think Punisher came out of nowhere because the fake Thor was about to kill Spider-Man and Punisher came out of nowhere and just fucked him up.
I feel like that was a good while later. So like the Thor and Goliath stuff is like the first big event when the like, so they were like basically, okay, all heroes have until midnight to come and like register themselves for, you know, after the bombing, right? And then like that deadline passed. And then the first fight after that deadline passes from the people who decided to register and the people who didn't, that Goliath dies in that fight. And then the Punisher stuff, I think, with Spider-Man happens like at like the next major turning point when like Captain America starts really assembling his like underground forces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, because one, I had never even heard of Goliath or whatever. And then as soon as I hear about him, I'm like, oh, okay, that's why I never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, for bait, they kill him.
That scene was so fucked up, man. Crazy. Because you didn't know anything. You were like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I'm going to go with DC.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the grit, the dark writing. That's just for me. Granted, most of my favorite like heroes are in Marvel. I just feel like the storytelling is just way better.
Yeah. It's see, like,
translate to the big screen, but I'll accept the animated verse as well as the comics.
Marvel, see, like DC, like
ooh,
DC.
No. Tails asking, what do you think about No?
No?
Yeah.
No is lit. That's one of the best, dude. Like, okay, so like I don't remember if it was Donny Cates or Jason Aaron. I want to say it was Donny Cates was the one who actually gave us like the first Null origin story. Or maybe it was Jason Aaron gave us the origin story and then Donny Cates took on Venom, you know, and continued it after that.
Because I was like in the middle of reading King in Black. And it gave me a whole new respect for Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
Like
Very much an Eddie story,
like more than a Venom story. Portrayal of how like he's matured and everything, like, and then Noel just trying to pretty much embody every person that had the symbiote. This fire, like, I got to get back on. I took a break from it because I'm waiting on for Comics Explained to get through it. Like, as far as like sometimes like if I'm playing my game, I'll listen to Comics Explained. Like paraphrase like comics art.
Yeah, that's a great channel, man. It's probably my favorite comic book channel. That and like Comic Pop. Okay. Really love Comic Pop too.
Yeah, I like what's that dude? Danny Maland or something like that too.
I think I heard it.
He's got a real good channel too.
Should link me to that. I don't think I'm familiar with that.
Alright, I'll make sure I hit you with it.
Okay.
Like every now and then I tune into Comics Historian as well. Depends on the mood.
He's a little bit much for me, but I appreciate what he's doing.
He's very exaggerated when he's reading. some of it works on some of the stories, and some of it sometimes it don't. So it was like you have the gift to give type situation with that. So.
Yeah,
I fuck with the Rob Core though.
Historian's cool, like on his channel.
Podcast
Comic Historian, not as much for me. But I appreciate what he does on his primary channel for sure.
Okay. Oh, that's all the questions I got. for today. But as far as next episode, when we do this again, everybody should be caught up to Last Ronin so we could talk about it officially.
Caught up to what? Last Ronin?
Yeah. Because the second chapter comes out on the 17th.
The 17th of this month?
Of this month.
Bet. I'm hyped for that. That shit was, that first chapter was lit.
So pretty much we're going to do this at least once a month. Next time, it's going to be probably a couple of guests as well. Because Knox, you're going to be a regular for this.
No, I'm going to try.
Try to be a regular.
I never get to have conversations like this, so I appreciate the hell out of this, you guys. Thanks a ton.
We was trying to get Sensei on here, but you know, Sensei.
Sensei.
Sensei been talking about he trying to get into the comic talk.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Don't ever trust a word he says.
Since the ball barbarian.
But we'll try to have Sensei and my homie from my former podcast, 00 Status, hopefully can come through. And we can have this more comic talk because this is like another therapy session for me. Mm-hmm. Talking about comics.
Man. Yeah, this was nice, dude.
I'm trying to find a way to get to comic Twitter, and I just can't find the right people.
I got you. I can say less.
Steve, you could exit us out.
Shoot, this you running this episode, so you got it, bro.
Okay. Any last words, fellas?
You can catch me on Twitch. My Twitch name is Boris Nakojo. Or you can find me on Twitch at my Twitch name, Bodun Did It. I stream every now and then, mostly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I'm gonna try and stream more often during the weekends, starting next week. So catch me on Twitch whenever I stream. I stream all kinds of game. Not really very strict on streaming just one game all the time, but I stream like every other game. Mostly on Game Pass, because you know, hey, that's where all the game's at. So so yeah, catch me on that. And then you can also add me if you want to play with me on Xbox. Is Bodundit 008, and then on PlayStation, it's just Bodundit.
All right, Steve, last words.
Scuba Steve 1428 on all social media, on all video game, Xbox, PlayStation, Steam, and Switch. Find me on those. And other than that, man, I'm just trying, I'll probably be in everybody's chats or whatever, trying to pull up today's streams. That's like pretty much what I do. Everybody streams and you know try to be supportive. So other than that, man, that's it for me.
And Knox, last words.
Follow me on Twitter at Noxy underscore PM NOXI underscore P underscore PM. That's where I talk about comic book stuff the most. Otherwise my YouTube channel is like all manga and anime related, but that's Project Manga. Twitch is Project Manga. Twitter for that is Project Manga OFC. And yeah, thanks for having me, guys. This was a blast, bro. Holler at me next time y'all are doing this, for real.
Of course. And thanks to y'all for coming through. It's your boy AI Alpha. Follow me on Twitter, AYE underscore 3YE. Make sure y'all like, comment, subscribe on this channel. As well, you can follow me on Twitch, AYE Alpha YT. Thanks for coming through. Hit Mob, we out.
Peace.